My realignment suggestion is Alabama is one division, and the other 13 are the other division. And Alabama can just sit there all year, and then they play it down until they get one challenger to get to play for second place.
You're listening to the Orlando Sentinel's College Gridiron 365 podcast. Hosts Brant Parsons and Matt Mershell give their perspective on the hottest topics in college football. Now let's get on with the show.
And welcome to day four of SEC Media Day. My name's Matt Mershell. I'm here in Hoover, Alabama, wrapping things up. I'm here with Tommy Dees, who's executive sports editor of the Tuscaloosa News. Tommy, yesterday was a big day for you guys, obviously. Today's another big day with Auburn being there in Alabama. What have you seen so far of those two programs, or at least from Alabama's point of view?
Well, I mean, I think you got pretty much what you expected. Nick Saban, I thought, was pretty loose. You know, he didn't come in with a statement about some issue, which he sometimes does. He uses the bully pulpit. You know, he's the King Leonidas of college football coaches. So he has that presence in that stage that when he talks about something that's a national issue, it often, you know, generates discussion. He didn't really come in and do that. He talked about his team. He was asked about Clemson, of course, and the loss. And the interesting thing, it's his new phraseology but not a new message, is you don't want to waste a failure because that can fuel, you know, they lose in 2013 to Auburn on the kick six, and that stayed with them until the next year and carried them on, you know, to a playoff run and that kind of thing.
The 10 seconds from winning a national title, do you feel like that this team – he's using that as motivation? I mean, obviously, you've got enough motivation opening up the season against Florida State in Atlanta, you know, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Do you think that's also just a little bit more motivation as well?
Oh, of course it is. You know, they felt like they were the best team in the country all year and felt like they let it get away from them. And that's not to take anything away from Clemson. I don't think they do, and I certainly don't. But I think most people thought Alabama was the best team all along. They didn't win it. So when you work that hard, and I do think that there's probably a level of program at Alabama that's year-round that's a little deeper than other places, and dedication to it like the players have to play at Alabama or they get passed by. Yeah, they felt like they let that get away, and it will be good motivation. But another thing that you mentioned is the opener against Florida State. Nick Saban knows what he's dealing with. He knows how to motivate. And he scheduled those openers in neutral sites against the Clemsons and against the Southern Cals and Michigans and now Florida State for a reason, because it fuels the off-season program. If you're opening with Popcorn State and you're telling everybody you better be ready by September 2nd, they're in the back of their mind, they're thinking, yeah, maybe I'll do a few less reps today, or maybe I won't run today like I should. When you're playing Florida State, and that, you know, that may very well be the last game of the year in the same stadium. I mean, these are two heavyweights. This is, you know, this is Ollie and Foreman stuff. You better be ready, and I'm sure both teams have had probably great off-season participation and dedication that wouldn't be there if they were playing Mickey Mouse.
The Florida, I know Jimbo Fisher back in spring meetings, he kind of downplayed as much as he can. I think he's trying to make sure the expectations don't get too high this early on. Has that been the case for Nick at Alabama?
I think they kind of embrace him. Now, they don't, you know, he talks about the process, doing today what you have to do so that you can have those rewards later. You know, win this week in the weight room and win this week, you know, in film study so that you're better prepared and the rewards come at the end. It's not – they don't talk about championships. They talk about process. But, yeah, they know, they all know, that's now the expectation at Alabama. Everybody wants to win the national championship. Alabama players expect to win the national championship, and that's the standard he's always talking about, that they play to a standard. So that's why they beat somebody 35-7, and you would have thought they lost 42-0, because it was a team, not even scoreboard-wise, he just didn't think they performed well. And he knows what they have to perform like at the end, which they didn't this year, to win that championship. So it's an unspoken thing, but no, nobody at Alabama is trying to downplay. I mean, it'd be a joke to say, Nick Saban talked about this is our youngest team since 2012. Guess who won the national championship in 2012?
Yeah, you know, I think we could all figure that out. Alabama, you know, there was a little discussion today going into this week that, you know, it seems like the SEC is now Alabama and then 13 other teams. Is that good for this?
That was actually my suggestion. There's a little bit of talk of realignment, and maybe, you know, Auburn in the East and Missouri in the West. And my realignment suggestion is Alabama is one division, and the other 13 are the other division. And Alabama can just sit there all year, and then they play it down until they get one challenger to get to play for second place. It feels like that.
That would be a good suggestion. Is that good? I mean, do you feel like if there was another team to come out and kind of give Alabama a challenge, which team would you think that would be?
You know, I think on the whole, LSU's probably got the physical talent to do it. I'm not yet sold on the Bayou Hulk. Mm-hmm. At Orgeron, you know, ripping off his shirt and turning green and everything's going to happen. Auburn's probably the team that's best equipped with everything if Jared Stidham is at what people expect him to be. And I think he's the real deal, but he's also been injured before. And, you know, can they get through a whole season with him? There's a couple of teams like that I think have the talent. Florida has talent. Georgia has talent. I don't know that any of those have the talent and the whole package to beat Alabama. You know, the big thing with Alabama is if they beat Florida State, they're in really good shape because they can probably survive one loss as long as it's not in the SEC championship game, along the rest of the way. If they lose to Florida State, they can probably still get to the playoff, but if they lost one game in the SEC, they don't show up 1 week. And, you know, this is the SEC. Yeah, it's down, but, you know, it's been down when Alabama beat Arkansas 14-13. It's been down where last year when Alabama was tied with LSU and won 10-0 on a couple of plays, you know, late in the game. Three would have won it. I think if they played eight more quarters, LSU's never scoring. But, yeah, you can get beat in the SEC. You got to play too many good teams in a row. And even if they're not all top 10 teams, they've all got SEC talent. And you play one and you play another and you play another. You get so beat up that maybe you're not up for a game and everybody's up for Alabama, it's no guarantee that they're going to sweep through this thing undefeated. That's why Florida State's so important, is because losing that gives Alabama no margin for error the rest of the way, and it's a long way.
Nick mentioned a little bit yesterday, I asked him about coaching longevity. He said he had no desire, no thoughts, I guess, of ending anytime soon. How long do you see him coaching there?
It's hard to say. You know, I think he was speaking the truth when he said nobody thought he'd be here for 11 years. At Alabama, because previously he'd never stayed anywhere more than five. He always had that grass is greener somewhere else thing, and I think he realized at a certain age, you don't just keep going starting over. At this age, he's not going anywhere, so it's how long is he going to stay at Alabama. The interesting thing about that, and I heard him say this on a radio show yesterday, and I have actually talked to him about his upbringing, his childhood. You know, he started playing football, Little League, for his father when he was 9 years old. And what he said on the radio yesterday is, I've been on a team since I was 9 years old. I've been part of a team my whole life. I don't know what it would be like to not be on a team, and I don't really want to know what it's like. And he's always had a team. Now, he's run the team more of his life than he's just been a part of it. But that's ingrained in him. I don't think Nick Saban wants to coach football and do X's and O's and look at film 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. And where in the world can you do that better than Tuscaloosa, Alabama, with the possible exception of Green Bay, Wisconsin? There's no place that – Tuscaloosa doesn't do anything football 365 days a year. So it's a perfect marriage that way. I think as long as he's healthy, he's going to continue to coach. And, you know, he also does things like workout and stuff with in mind that he's trying to stay young and vital to coach. I mean, he's really – everything revolves around that. His eating habits, his sleeping habits, his workout habits, and you know, getting in basketball games during the week for cardio that they play over at the Coliseum, all that is geared around, I want to be able to keep coaching. You know, he doesn't want to get old, and he doesn't look very old.
No, he does. He doesn't actually look very old. In fact, he looks like a guy who could probably coach at least 20 more years if he really wanted to.
Yeah, and he'll probably kind of get old overnight, like you see sometimes. The guys, you know, Steve Spurrier kind of started looking like a little old man, and when Steve Spurrier looked like he could play on the PGA Tour, and Mike still could play on the Senior Tour, but, you know, he looked like a vital guy. I mean, he's a Heisman Trophy winner. He's got the genes and everything. And then one day, you kind of, boy, Steve looks like a little old man.
Yeah.
Father Time is undefeated and always will be. You know, time heals all wounds, but time, every second that ticks off is one tick closer to being old or being dead. And that's going to happen eventually. So if he's healthy, I think he'll be coaching. He doesn't, and mentally, there's no slippage at all. This guy has not lost any grip on anything. He's not the guy who can't remember who the players are, and he commands the respect. You know, it's not just because, oh, he knows football. It's because, oh, my God, I don't want to see Nick Saban to see me loafing, because he can still chew him out with the best of them.
Well, listen, Tommy, it's good seeing you always.
Can we extend this just for 1 second? And yeah. I know we're not visual here, but would you tell the people about the bow tie that you did not tie this one yourself?
No, I did not. This is a wood bow tie. It's one of, I think, three or four I have. It's wood that I like. And it's just a, you know, strap you put on. But to me, honestly, it's definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah, and I like the Lego one that was the earlier. So this, if you need to just, like, look at pictures of this guy to see his bow tie collection, because it's one of the most fantastic things. I look forward to seeing him every time to see which bow tie he's going to wear. And I really enjoy your stuff. I've followed you for a long time, so it's a pleasure being on
Well,
your
thank
podcast.
You. I appreciate you taking the time to do it. And if you want to hear more, please subscribe, download from Apple, iTunes, catch up. I had a discussion with SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey for a couple minutes, College Football Playoff Executive Director Bill Hancock, me and Mike Bianchi talking about the Florida Gators with Edgar Thompson. So plenty of content here from the SEC Football Media Days. And we'll stay tuned for more at OrlandoSentinel.com as well. Thanks a lot, Tommy.
Thank you.
The College Gridiron 365 podcast is produced by the Orlando Sentinel and hosted by Brant Parsons and Matt Mershell. Come back often and be sure to add the College Gridiron 365 podcast to your RSS and iTunes feeds. Follow everything college football at OrlandoSentinel.com.